Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome into another hour of Doug Steffens' Good Day. Jay Kirshner and I have a lot of great information for you today. In this hour, we have a special preview of the weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Ken Kronos. All kinds of great health information here specifically for you. You know what's good about it? It's usable right now.
Back on Good Day Health. When I say back, I'm hoping that all of you are constant carriers of fashion here. When Ken is on your radio station every week, I hope you're tuned in because there's much help to be gained by listening to Ken Kronos, one of the nation's foremost cardiologists, talk about research that's been done. He does a lot of research in his facility down at Lake Cardiology in Florida. But a lot of the things that have been that are being researched and have been researched are reported on in the various medical journals. So we take apart those studies, explain to you what the benefits are, what the information is that you probably need to have so that you can act or react to some of the things that are presented here. The idea is to keep you from getting whatever. And some, we got a couple of stories about long COVID in this week's program, and that certainly is it's becoming more of a problem. I was talking to a friend of mine, Ken, yesterday, I had this damn flu twice. And you just asked me if I had gotten a flu shot, and I said no. I didn't ever really believe in flu shots. I got one last year, and I don't get sick. You know that as well as I do. But I've had this flu twice in the past 2 months. And whether it comes, I was on a plane, I was in lots of terminals, the bus terminal, train terminal. I was on a train for 3 hours the other day. It was, you know, it's maybe we ought to wear a mask.
Even Superman's immune system weakens as he gets older.
Yep. Thank you. I just don't want it to ruin my immune system. So anyway, let's talk about a couple of things with regard to long COVID. Now, and I'm going to preface the question with another question of mine. Could long COVID be a factor in all this flu that is going around now or not? Is one related to the other?
No, they're different viruses, and whether all of the COVID that has gone around the past few years has had an impact on people's ability to fight other viruses, that's an interesting question yet to be discovered. But I think we all know that the flu virus itself changes year to year due to just the ability of the virus to change itself, as COVID does. And this year's flu virus is a toughie, especially for those who have not had a vaccine. I think people are less eager to get a vaccine against flu this year. With COVID in the past few years, there was more vaccination, and people are just less excited about vaccines these days. They just have vaccine fatigue. And
right.
the key with the vaccine for flu is that it doesn't necessarily prevent you from having flu. It just prevents you from having the severe case, as it sounds like you have, unfortunately.
Well, I had it, but it was
out of the hospital.
In both cases, I was sick. Really high temperature at night, low temperature in the morning. I got this bout on Monday of this week, and I was done with it by Tuesday night. But Monday afternoon, Monday night, Monday morning, Tuesday morning, I had a hard time doing my radio program. I pretty much slept for about 30 hours. And I took a couple of things, Theraflu and a couple of other things that are supposed to be good. And whether my immune system is strong enough, I will now, you have convinced me, Jack Stockwell won't like it, but I'm going to have a flu shot next year. And to sort of clarify, for the purposes of this discussion, once you get the flu, there's no point in getting the flu shot, right?
If in fact you've had the flu that is going around and the shot is most active for it, you know, I think at this point, for you having had the flu, you know, it's going to have little value.
I never had the flu in my life until this year. I've not had COVID. And I guess the flu, this flu must be stronger than COVID because COVID hasn't broken into my body, but this flu did. So is the flu that we're having this year stronger?
It is a strong one. Do you know where you picked it up? Any idea? Because there are common places where people pick it up.
I haven't done well. I've been on 4 airplanes in the past week. I have been on trains from New York to Boston for 3 hours the other day. You know, you go through the train station, you go through the airport, and pick your poison, right?
Yeah, those are densely packed sites with people right now at this time of year, and many, many people have sniffles. You know, who doesn't have a bit of a sniffle right now?
Yeah, especially with the weather being what it is across the country. It's pretty bizarre everywhere because it's winter. Hello. You're going to get storms. You're going to get snow. You're going to get wind. You're going to get rain. You had down in Florida a couple of tornadoes over in the panhandle this week. Let's then finish the discussion of COVID as long as we're there. The fact that Paxlovid doesn't cut the risk of long COVID. We have two long COVID stories that are connected here this week. What's right. this? Paxlovid, if you will explain again, is the pill that you take after you get COVID, right?
When you have COVID and you're at significant risk of not making it through, significant risk of getting hospitalized, significant risk of not surviving, there is this very effective medicine. You have to be careful when you take it because it interacts with so many other drugs. And it does potentially have some side effects, but it's a risk-reward kind of balance. You're on that seesaw. Is it too risky to take it, or is it too risky not to take it? And only a good doctor can help you answer that question. But in the right situation, it's life-saving. And this is out of the Journal of Medical Virology that this week, because we were wondering for the longest time, not only does Paxlovid, we know, it helps you through the acute COVID and limit the illness, and it's very effective at doing that. But the question is, does it also help you prevent long COVID, which is a big problem? And unfortunately, the news out of the Journal of Medical Virology this week is that Paxlovid, yes, it might help shorten and diminish a COVID-19 infection, but the antiviral does not reduce the risk of developing long COVID. About 16% of COVID-19 patients treated with Paxlovid in this study wound up with long COVID symptoms, compared to 14% of those not given the oral medication, and this is just an insignificant difference. The drug Paxlovid just appears to have no effect in lowering your risk of getting long COVID after getting COVID.
My daughter hadn't had COVID until a month ago. She and her husband got it. My grandson has not had it, but they took Paxlovid in the second day and felt that it was better to take it than not to take it. But I didn't get that it was a serious... You're telling me something I didn't know. I thought Paxlovid was pretty much for everybody that got it, that wanted to be sure they didn't get it again. And so I'm not right about that. Right?
Yeah, didn't want to get what again?
Get COVID again.
No, well, I guess that's helped you untangle it. Again, this study... And that was not totally well appreciated until this big study just came out this week, and again, it appears not to have any effect on you getting long COVID, but it has a lot of effect on you getting over your acute COVID.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's pause for a moment here and then come back and get this other one untangled. What happens to your body when you have long COVID? Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. This is Good Day Health. Dr. Ken comes to us from his clinic, Lake Cardiology, down in Montura, Florida. Please feel free to call Ken should you want to have an appointment to see him, to have him scan your body, not only for cardiological and circulatory problems, but in general, he's very knowledgeable, as you know, by listening to this program. So help yourself to his help. Dr. Ken at 352-735-1400. The time of year is upon us when people are trying to lose weight. I go through this. I have for the last 8 years, every year through up to the holidays, I say, get on the Calotrin program, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Get on that to save yourself from gaining 8, 10, 12 pounds or more during the holiday season. Some people do, some people don't. It's up to you. You make your decisions, you're big boys and girls. But I will tell you that a lot of people are now asking, okay, I didn't listen to you before the holidays, but I am listening to you now. So what do I do? And I would say very simply, you go to toploss.com, which is the website for Calotrin, and see about the success stories. It's at toploss.com. Use the Doug code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, and you get the best deals like these beginning of the year deals. Buy one, get one free at toploss.com. Doug Stephan on the Good Day program with my friend Elizabeth Miller. You do your job well, and you do good things for people by helping them lose the weight, whether it's this time of year or any time of the year. But the average American gains about 8 pounds, 8 to 10 pounds during the holiday. And so Calotrin, da-da-da-da-da, to the rescue.
Right, that's right. Yes, well, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, you know, good blessings to everybody, too.
So between now and the end of the year, what's the big deal? What's the special?
Well, right now on our website, toploss.com, we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply, that one with a huge 86% success rate. You get 90 days absolutely free. It's on our capsules and our powder form, and it's on our website, toploss.com.
Calotrin, the way to lose weight safely and naturally. Elizabeth Miller here from Calotrin. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
So, Ken, back to the discussion of COVID. I don't know if we have enough time to really do this justice here. The story, the other long COVID story that you have ferreted out for us this week has to do with how your muscles change when you have long COVID. Is that they become weaker? People are more tired? The fatigue thing is... How we get started when looking at this?
Yes, let me see what we can do. This comes out of Nature Communications this week, Doug, that about one in every eight COVID-19 patients will go on to experience long COVID. Symptoms can last for months and include fatigue, problems with memory and thinking, and other issues. Muscle cells, power stations, Doug, function less effectively in people with long COVID, potentially explaining the persistent fatigue that's a hallmark of the condition. At the muscle cellular level, the mitochondria, also known as the energy factories of the cell, function less well, and that they produce less energy.
All right. So that's something, obviously, for us to understand. You got to understand your body. That's why so many of these discussions are helpful. The idea is that you'll get help by understanding what's going on in your body, or by taking the question and going to somebody who's an expert and having them help you understand what's going on in your body. COVID is a miserable reality. It's hard to forgive those people that were responsible for the mayhem created on the planet because of this. Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Doug Stephan continue momentarily.
D Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
After the hour now, this week's Good Day Health Talk, Kent Kronhaus with Dr. Doug, who does practice without a license. Ken's got lots of them, so he makes and he makes up for what I don't know. But I am curious because I think it's important for all of us. I'm probably the number one person, my number one benefactor from being connected to Ken and to other doctors because I want to know what's going on in my body. It just is amazing the number of people that we run across, Ken, that, no, I don't want to know what's going on in my body. Okay. If you don't want to live long and prosper, then that's okay. I want to. So I have the use of Ken and his facility. And I understand when he goes through a lot of this stuff, what it means to me, and I hope you get what it means to you. I have been given a watch that's like a Fitbit, but it isn't. It's more detailed than that. And I don't know if you have your thing there or not, or whether I'm doing a good job of keeping up with the app. But I was asking you because I've had I had an episode 3 years ago that you thought was something that you turned out not to be, but I had a little teeny device put in my chest that monitors my heart.
Well, wait a second. I wasn't. Let's be accurate here. I was not there in the ER when you presented what the ER doctors thought you had had a TIA. And then you started out on an adventure,
a quest,
because you did not think you had a TIA, and you saw a local cardiologist, and to really answer the question whether you went into atrial fibrillation, which triggered a TIA, which was the big question, they put in what's called a loop recorder, which actually continues to monitor your heart. Usually we keep it in 2 years, and I think you're on your third year, and you may want to talk to the doctor who implanted it to find out, you know, when they're going to take it out.
Yeah.
But you got some interesting results from that, and I think you wanted to mention it. And, yes, we gave you this FDA-approved device. It's a watch which will actually record a lot of things besides being a real watch. It measures your heart rate, your blood pressure, your mental stress level, your oxygenation. It assesses your sleep, your steps per day. And it will soon actually be able, with just the skin, tell us your blood sugar and send us an EKG. It's about to be upgraded. But this is called remote patient monitoring. It's a program that was started actually originally by the Medicare folks, and now many of the private insurers carry. It saves money in the system, and that's why the insurers love it. We love it because it gives us a better chance to take better care of you. And the reason why the insurers love it is because we're able to keep people out of the ER often and also out of the hospital with the information that comes off the watch. The watch Bluetooths to your phone, connects to an app that we put on your phone for free, and then the app connects to my app on my phone. So with Doug in Massachusetts with his phone, I can see in Florida exactly what's going on with him in real time.
So my blood pressure is 112 over 62 at the moment. I just got that out of knocking around here. I'm not sure I always use this the right way, but
I just got 125 over 60. I got your heart rate. Your heart rate is up. It is. Maybe that's because you were having a temperature.
Yeah,
and your oxygenation is good. But your heart rate is up, and I would find out what's going on with your monitor, and your stress score is low, and this is an accurate measurement of your mental stress based on what's called heart rate variability and heart rate acceleration, work done by these genius cardiologists at Mount Sinai. With the watch, we can actually objectively measure your mental stress level, and it is accurate. And Doug, I would definitely see what was going on with that loop recorder because your heart rate seems to be up.
All right, we'll have more in a matter of moments here. This is Good Day Health, Dr. Ken on the air.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
First things first. You should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card, tell them you want a lower rate. Many who do get one. And if you don't, because credit cards are stealing each other's customers, sign up for a new one with an introductory 0% balance transfer offer so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Instead of appearing for a debate, former President Trump spent time speaking with voters at a Fox News town hall in Iowa Wednesday night. Tim Berg has more.
The former president dismissing a recent report by Democratic members of the House Oversight Committee that alleges he exploited his presidency to earn millions of dollars from foreign governments for him and his family. He claims the money is from hotels he owns.
I didn't do it. I put everything in trust, and if I have a hotel and somebody comes in from China, that's a small amount of money. And it sounds like a lot of money. That's a small. But I was doing services for that. People were staying in these massive hotels, these beautiful hotels.
There is still no endorsement announced announcement anticipated from Chris Christie, who has now dropped out of the race for the White House. The former New Jersey governor also does not shy away outright telling Republican voters they should oppose the party's current runaway favorite candidate, Donald Trump. This...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Past the hour, you're listening to Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Let's get back to my special preview of this weekend's Good Day Health Show. Dr. Ken is here, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Some call him Dr. K lovingly. Got all kinds of great health information. Use it as you will, starting right now.
Halfway through our discussion of your health and well-being, due to the research of Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's here on Good Day Health every week at this time. So we've had our discussions about the flu and COVID and that sort of thing. I found it interesting to note that there are a lot of blood banks that are looking for blood. This is the time of year, traditionally, it happens a lot of people don't give blood in the wintertime for whatever the reason. So what are enough hospitals? I go to this little local hospital, give them my blood. They use it for their own purposes in their own hospital. If you go to most, I think, blood banks in hospitals, that's what they do with it. But then there are other agencies that try to collect blood that use them for multiple purposes here, there, and everywhere. So is that, am I right? This is the time of year when the blood supply is at its lowest?
Well, yeah, that is correct. But for a number of reasons, this year seems to be worse than it's been for a very long time. Doug, National Blood Donor Month, it begins its second week, and the American Red Cross is warning about a blood supply emergency in the United States. The Red Cross states that the number of U.S. blood donors has hit a 20-year all-time low. The Red Cross is asking the public for blood and platelet donations in an effort to help ease shortages and ensure life-saving medical procedures can go on without any delay. Especially type O is at greatest demand right now, and the supply seems to be the least. I know in the local hospitals where I am, type O is the big item that we need. Type O is so helpful because it's the universal donor that you can give it more easily than any of the other types to folks. So that's why it's so helpful, and that's why it's in demand, but the supply seems to be lower than it's ever been.
Wow. All right, so word to the wise, help yourself, help your family, help your friends, help anybody, whether you know them or not, with the best way. We all know that the blood supply, when it comes to certain operations, most important when it comes to the outcome. So give. It's good for your body, actually, too, to give blood, isn't it?
Well, for some people, if you're in a little extra supply to get rid of it, that is a good thing. If you're in low supply, you're anemic, it's not a good thing. So it depends on the person.
Yep. All right. Next item is a focus on your favorite marijuana. A lot of athletes use marijuana because they say or they think it'll boost their performance. Apparently, that's not the case.
This is out of Sports Medicine this week, Doug, that using marijuana can help folks better enjoy a good workout, but it's not going to boost their athletic performance. In this study of a small group of runners, they reported greater enjoyment and a more intense runner's high when they exercised after using marijuana, according to this study just published in Sports Medicine. But runners also reported that exercise felt significantly more difficult if they were high on THC, which is the chemical in weed that produces intoxication.
Here is a focus on obesity, talking about COVID and how much people have changed their physical status, internal and external. I always am, we're happy to talk about using Calitrin to lose weight. There's so many children. You see the parents? I'd never noticed this before, but lately I've been noticing when you have fat parents, the kids more often than not are fat too. I mean, that's the best. I'm not going to be gentle about this. Why should I? You're fat.
It is contagious. You know, you have an obese child, look at the parents. You have an anxious child, look at the parents. And, it's us parents, we have a big responsibility. It's very easy to have kids, and then it's the responsibility is so important. But yes, and those who are suffering or challenged by it, it's not easy, but just do the best you can, because it is important. As we learned this week in JAMA, the Journal of the American Medical Association, JAMA Pediatrics, that teenagers who packed on extra pounds have a significantly increased risk of developing kidney disease as a young adult. Obesity increased risk of later kidney disease, Doug, as much as ninefold in boys and fourfold in girls. So don't give up that battle as a teenager, mom and dad, to get the weight down. You know, just be reasonable. You know, try to not create. You know, I've been there as a parent with a teenager. You know, it is threading the needle of not making things worse, but just lovingly do what you can to help. I know that's how it worked in my family. And, you know, you look at my daughter as a 14-year-old and you look at her today, it's amazing. So there is hope. People can change and they can lose significant amounts of if you just do it in a loving, caring manner. There really is hope.
Yep. But you got to be consistent as well, right? The message has to be consistent. and they're going to learn from you more than anybody else. They're going to do.
Well, walking, mom and dad walking the walk is so helpful. That I think that's what you're saying is, you know, being a good role model. That kids learn from us as role model, not by what we say, by what we do, and.
Right.
And so you have to walk, mom and dad have to walk the walk if they want the kids to be in a certain direction. And that's what, where kids learn it from, how you as mom and dad act and conduct your life. Not by what you say, but what you do.
You know, do as I do and not as I say. You know, sometimes it's the other way around.
Just be a good role model.
Yep. All right, continuing on, Dr. Ken and Doug Steffen here on this week's Good Day Health. We have more, lots more, so stick around. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
All right, back with Dr. Ken. Good Day Health for the second week of January. January, February, March, weather's not so good around the country. You'll suffer the impacts of it here and there. Take care of yourself. Keep warm. Keep dry. Eat well. All those good things. The amount of sleep. I talked to Warren Eckstein. You know him, Ken, the dog expert, pet expert who's on the Good Day program. And he had a very interesting story about how much sleep dogs get. How much do dogs need? And it brought me around to thinking that you and I from time to time think about that and talk about it on this program. So here's something new about people who have disrupted sleep and at various times during your life. What does it do?
This is a report out in the medical journal Neurology this week, Doug, that people who get poor sleep in their 30s and 40s might be more likely to develop memory and thinking problems a decade later. So it's just so important, whatever age you are, to get good quality sleep, a good 7 hours a night. But if you're thinking in your 30s and 40s, oh, it's not going to matter, I'm going to be okay, there's a study that shows 10 years later it's going to affect how well your brain works. So it's never too early or soon to get high quality sleep. It affects your health from head to toe. It's such an important part of trying to be healthy.
I just think that's kind of like a duh, don't you think? But everybody has different requirements. Some people are all right on 6-7 hours of sleep. I am. I think you are. But I take a nap as well, so maybe I need more than that.
To you, it's a duh, but sleep deprivation in this country is an amazing problem, especially among the youth, and to the point where there's this chatter about starting schools later because it's having such a great impact on the quality of life for the young folks. But sleep is a big issue, and people, and a large number of people, have disordered sleep. They don't even realize they have sleep apnea, and they don't realize they have so many of the issues that interfere with good quality sleep.
Well, the damn devices that these kids all have, I think, are the reason for most of it. And I think that's been
a problem
time and time again. All right, here's a study. Let's say again.
Screens close to bedtime, big problem.
Turn them off, take them out of the room. Here's a study that links morning sickness to hormone produced by the fetus that's in the womb. And so is there a way to, I guess, prevent whatever we're looking at here? I'm trying to untangle this. You always say to me, let me untangle it. So this is a good one to untangle. Sickness, yes, morning sickness connected to hormones produced by the fetus.
Yes, any woman who's already been through pregnancy and has suffered morning sickness knows that, boy, wouldn't it be wonderful if there was a way to prevent this the next time they go around. This is work that comes out of Cambridge University on the other side of the pond, Doug. Morning sickness, it may actually have its roots in a hormone produced in the fetus called GDF-15. So this is the beginning of your children actually affecting your life. It appears to act on the mother's brain to cause her to feel nauseous and vomit. So it actually comes from the fetus. This discovery may help us in the future prevent morning sickness, exposing women, Doug, to GDF-15 before a pregnancy might build a tolerance so that the morning sickness is never an issue. Isn't that an interesting idea?
Yeah, it is, because I know a lot of women, and you do too, I'm sure, who have gone through it. It's been a miserable part of the experience. So, yeah.
That's hormone produced by the fetus, and we're going to expose women before they're pregnant, expecting to get pregnant, to this hormone, so they build up tolerance to this, so they can avoid having this as a problem. Interesting idea, and it's probably going to be coming soon.
I was looking at a record, a healthcare record of injections. I'm thinking about, you know, flu and all that other stuff. When I was at the doctor's for a clinical visit, just for an annual checkup, I got a shot of Prevnar 20. Would you like to explain what that is? I was told it was the pneumonia vaccine. I've had one. This is the second one. Is only one kind of injection you can get for pneumonia? I know that a lot of people, when they get older, succumb to pneumonia. So I thought this was a good way to keep that from happening. One of the other things I was thinking about is all the paperwork. They had to give me a one sheet of paper that just said Prevnar that was given. I had to sign off on it. This part of Obamacare, I was wondering, what do we need all this paper for?
Well, I guess, you know, there's liability and, you know, there's a lot of that. A lot of that's, you know, liability issues. But Prevnar, big picture, pneumonia, it's an infection of the lung. And people, especially as they get older, die from that. Prevnar 20 is a vaccine. It's approved for a prevention of invasive disease caused by, Doug, 20 streptococci pneumonia strains. And it won't prevent you from everyone, but the common cause of pneumonia, yes, good thing I've had mine.
Yep. Maybe that's why it's called Prevnar 20, because it protects you against 20 different ways of getting pneumonia. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. Questions upcoming. Questions for Dr. Ken here on Good Day Health.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing, but you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
The hour now. It's Good Day Health Time. Dr. Ken Kronhaus comes to us from his clinic in Florida, Lake Cardiology. And I do encourage you, I urge you, in fact, to call in if you want to have a good consult. A lot of local folks, a lot of people in Florida certainly listen to this program on the various stations in Florida that carry it. But if you're you're hankering for more information about something that's going on in your body and you're not satisfied with the results that you've gotten from whatever the source, there's a good chance that Ken can add to your knowledge. You just call the office, 352-735-1400, get the connection. If you can't get there, there's Zoom calls, telemedicine calls that work as well. 352-735-1400. I also urge you, if you have a question for Dr. Ken, to feel free to call it in, 855-999-3684. That line is operational 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. So after you listen to this program, if you've got a question for him, you want to call it in, we'll use it. We'll either use your voice or we'll use the question. 855-999-3684. Somebody asked me about these so-called super bugs. And I guess maybe this is a result of our conversation earlier on Good Day Health. The fact that there are so many strong viruses around now, these flus. And apparently there's a new drug called, you can help me with this, Clovibactin, C-L-O-V-I-B-A-C-T-I-N. It has been created out of dark matter bacteria, which, rather than being a research term, was created, I guess, by the news media to suit the mysterious origins of this drug. I guess there's a lot of potential, they feel this. So what do you know about this? All of our antibiotics that are around, some of them are really good. And so would this be something you take instead of a specific shot for a specific flu or COVID?
Big picture, Doug. Because of use of antibiotics, which are so important, use of antibiotics create the bacteria to mutate and create resistance to the antibiotics. Bacteria are smart. They have the ability to fight back. And the more and more they fight back, it's a race between the drug companies changing the drugs ahead of the bacteria changing themselves and losing sensitivity to the antibiotics. And this race has been going on for a while, and there become these super bugs that are extremely resistant and not any of the available antibacterials, antibiotics are effective. And that's a real item that keeps doctors up, you know, and gives them gray hair, that a superbug may arise. And, you know, it sounds like something out of Hollywood, where a superbug arises and there's no antibiotic that is effective against it. And this new drug seems to increase that race between the bacteria and the antibiotics and puts the antibiotics in the lead, and it's a mouthful, Zozusra Balpin.
Yeah, I guess
I can do. And but this is an ongoing battle of the drug companies trying to stay ahead of the ability of the bacteria to change themselves and become resistant, create armor against the attacking antibiotic. And this will keep going on, because eventually with this new drug, there'll be a bacteria that somehow figures out a way to become resistant. So this is a battle that will keep going, and fortunately we have been able to stay ahead, but sometimes it gets very challenging.
So I wonder, for a minute, if we can talk about treatment. Is there a vaccine for cancer that's being developed? I think a lot of people are looking for, you know, not just a treatment so you don't die from it, but something that prevents you from getting it. Is there such a thing?
Well, there, you may be hearing about this pancreatic vaccine that a small study has shown that seems to be somewhat effective. But this is, you know, this is cutting edge research. But I think in the next 10 years, we're going to have these immune vaccines that will actually work, and the monoclonal antibody target the cancer cells and be very effective. This is the frontier. There are some small steps of effectiveness already.
All right. Word from Dr. Ken. Many words from Dr. Ken. He's a big help. Join us every week at this time for Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronos, Doug Steffen here at 59 after the hour.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.